Now, he says in verse 9, they that be slain with the sword are better than they that be slain with hunger. For these pine away, stricken through for want of the fruits of the field. Actually, Jeremiah, after the destruction of Jerusalem, and he saw the dead, it was an awful thing, but he said he'd rather be dead than be alive because of the condition of those that were left was so terrible. And then here's something that's frightful. Verse 10, the hands of the pitiful women have sodden their own children. They were their meat in the destruction, the daughter of my people. They got so hungry. And this took place also when Titus destroyed Jerusalem, that mothers had to give their own babies to be eaten. They would draw straws or did some way of finding out who was to be next. And it was an awful thing. Now we look back and think how horrible that was, but remember the circumstances they were in. And a great many today are having abortions made when actually they're murdering babies. If you don't want the baby, don't bring it in the world, because that's the way God made you, and He intends for that child to come into the world. And the moment that child is conceived, it's a person. It has personage. It is a person. We need to know that. Now, the sins of her prophets, in verse 13, and the iniquities of her priests, that they have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her. By not telling the people the truth, they're guilty of murder. They're considered murderers. That's God's estimate of it. And a preacher that won't preach the Word of God and tell people how they might be saved is put in this classification. I didn't put them there. God did. God says if you don't give out the Word of God, that you're guilty. But somebody says maybe the people wouldn't listen to them. Well, they wouldn't listen to Jeremiah, as we've seen. And God says here in verse 16, the anger of the Lord hath divided them. He will no more regard them. They respected not the persons of the priests. They favored not the elders. The people paid no attention to the priests who were giving out the Word of God. Jeremiah was a prophet of God, and they paid no attention to him at all. Now, will you notice verse 17? This is quite interesting. As for us, our eyes as yet fail for our vain help. In our watching, we've watched for a nation that could not save us. And that's something that the nation Israel needs to learn. God did not put them back in the land. The United Nations made them a nation. And since then, they've never known 1 minute of peace. It's been war, and it's that continually. It continues to go on. And they have not turned to God. And God has not put them in the land. Now, don't misunderstand me. I think the return of Israel back to that land was a tremendous thing. As Dr. Albright made the statement, he says it's without parallel in the annals of human history that a nation carried into captivity for 70 years should return to resume its national life, and that after nearly 600 years, this same nation should again be scattered worldwide for nearly 2,000 years and retain its identity. And that, my friend, has caused many to turn to God to see how He's dealt with the nation. But they have not been returned by the Lord. And the Lord says here that their problem was they were looking to Egypt for help. And Egypt was an enemy. They were not a help. And that is something the United States needs to recognize. It's not the war machines that we give them that are important. We need to give them the Word of God, the Word of God that they gave to us so many years ago. What a tremendous little book this is. Now notice verse 20. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was taken in their pits, of whom we said, under His shadow we will live among the heathen. What a picture of them today, scattered among the heathen, and we are one of the nations that they've been scattered among. Now we read here that after the judgment, God will permanently place them in the land. Verse 22, the punishment of thine iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no more carry thee away into captivity. He will visit thine iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will discover thy sins. And so God promises them that out yonder in the future that he will put them back in the land.